This is WKOK Sunrise on your station for the best news, talk, and sports. News Radio 1070 WKOK and WKOK.com.
And thank you so much for joining us on WKOK Sunrise. Mark Lawrence here. Rob Sanders, our fabulous producer. Matt Catrillo is like the 24/7 COVID guy. He's really all over this all the time. A lot of information goes up on WKOK's Facebook page first, and the Twitter, and then on WKOK.com, and then on the air. So please stay tuned to our social media, and don't forget to teach Alexa to get the COVID updates from WKOK. Make sure your Alexa is smart as she says she is and is ready to listen to WKOK at any time. Joanne Troutman, President and CEO of the Greater Susquehanna Valley United Way, is back in our studios talking about what is a massive family-serving effort that is really ramping up. So welcome back. Thanks for coming in, Joanne.
Thank you.
Oh, I do appreciate you coming in. Kind of start at the beginning. People with means may hunker down and say, okay, well, I got 2-3 weeks of food here. I'm doing okay. I can visit the stores. But immediately, the Greater Susquehanna Valley United Way and all of your partners says, uh-oh. Better get going here.
Yeah, you know, we have some recent unfortunate experience with this, with the Woodmode situation a year ago. I mean, obviously, this is probably that times about 100, but I think as soon as we it became clear that this was coming, the shutdowns were coming, that people were going to be struggling. I mean, I think we need to remember that there is a contingent of our community that struggles every single day already, and so this adds to an already sort of scarce supply of volunteers and items, and so we're doing what we can to kind of address that.
All right, so there's a couple of comprehensive things that are happening. 2-1-1 already existed in my memory. We didn't super promote it a lot, but what's 2-1-1 doing now?
2-1-1 is a 24-hour line that anybody who has a human service needs calls. So suppose that you need food or diapers for your baby, or you need to know where to go for a flu shot, or you need mental health support. 2-1-1 is a number you can call. It's sort of the human services equivalent of 911. We haven't promoted it. We didn't start promoting it until recently, simply because locally we had some trouble with getting our resources into the database. That has been fixed. So we are actively supporting 2-1-1. We're actively marketing 2-1-1, and even after this crisis blows over, which will happen, anybody can call 2-1-1 at any time to get a referral.
Okay, I call 2-1-1. I absolutely positive have got to get some child care.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so what they do is they look in their resource database to see, what child care centers are open, what child care centers are accepting potentially new children or might serve the age of your child. They'll ask a number of questions. So the 2-1-1 call center is staffed with individuals who aren't just, phone operators. They're not just anybody who can do this job. They are trained in crisis. They are trained to assess your needs and ask some leading questions to get to the bottom of what you actually need. What we find in our work is that, let's say you're calling to get a food, to get the name of a food pantry. It's likely you could have a housing need, or you can need help paying your utility bills. So they ask a lot of those questions to make sure that you're getting connected to all of the right help.
All right. And so therefore, there would be a wide range of potential referrers depending upon what they ask is.
Absolutely. And we live in a rural area. So obviously there are some agencies, one agency who might only do that thing or does that thing really well. But the idea is that 2-1-1 will get you there. And I want to say that you don't have to be the individual in need to call 2-1-1. You can be a neighbor. You can be a caregiver. You can be a nurse. My mom's a nurse, and I'm always telling her all the time, call 2-1-1 or let your clients or your patients' families know that they can call 2-1-1. So it is confidential, so you don't have to worry about that. And they'll get you connected with whatever you need.
Who's staffing this? Dial 2-1-1, and what's at the other end?
Yeah, so we were really fortunate. I sit on the United wave of PA board and also the Pennsylvania 211 board. And we've recently gotten an appropriation from the state Senate. We're kind of fighting for some more money on the House side to really resource this appropriately, because right now the majority of the funding for 211 comes from private sources, it comes from foundations, and it comes from United Way. This is a United Way initiative. PA 211 is a subsidiary of United Way of PA. So our call center is actually located in Wilkes-Barre, but we're very connected with them. They have an outreach coordinator who regularly spends time in our community. So when you make the 211 call, let's say from Northumberland County, that's where it gets routed. It gets routed to Wilkes-Barre. But everybody across the state of Pennsylvania shares a database. So let's say you have a mother who lives in Pittsburgh, and you call 211 and you get the call center in Wilkes-Barre. They can find you a resource in Pittsburgh. It is now a statewide service, so we're really proud of it.
All right. And if I'm in Sunbury and I need a ride to a location in Sunbury for, let's say, a doctor's appointment or something, 211 can handle that.
You got it.
Okay. So they'll help you out there. What about funds? Dagenstein Foundation, of course, always stepping up when needed. No exception here.
Yeah, I think as soon as the announcement was made that we knew shutdowns were coming, I was invited to get on a phone call with the Dagenstein Foundation advisory board. And we talked through what we thought the needs were going to be. And again, you know, things were a little chaotic when Woodmode happened a year ago. And that was just not the case this time. I think we had a clearer sense of what the needs were going to be to some degree, or what the needs are going to be to some degree, when the calls are going to start rolling in, and the method and the process we need to follow in order to make sure people are getting the help that they need. You know, as I said, this is 100 times worse than what we saw with Woodmode. You know, I think we're already seeing the impacts in retail and in the service industry. You know, whereas with Woodmode, it was a good 2 to 3 weeks before we started seeing calls. I anticipate calls will begin probably next week.
Okay, so a fund pops up. What's it called? Where's it at? Give us the specifics.
Sure. Well, we're not really marketing. I think we're, you know, just calling it our response fund, emergency response fund. The way it works is that we are partnering with the community action agencies. The community action agency, CSO in Northumberland County, and Union Snyder Community Action Agency, obviously in Union Snyder counties, do all the case management. So the call comes in from 211, and let's say you need help paying your rent, and you know, your landlord's not working with you and you lost your job, or you're missing, you know, you got less of a paycheck. Call 211. They'll refer you to the proper community action agency. They'll do an intake and they'll utilize the fund depending on what your eligibility is for other funds. So the beauty of using community action agencies is that's not all just private dollars. They do what we call braided funding. So they will look for other sources first before they're using private dollars. And I'm such a fan of public-private partnerships for that reason, because it maximizes all pots of money.
All right. Who are all the partners that are involved in this? I mentioned Dagenstein Foundation. You said what their role is, Community Action Agency. Mm-hmm. Who else is kind of stepping up here?
Well, the media, you guys, Sunbury Broadcasting, as always, you know, are a huge supporter of getting the word out. The Daily Item will be, I think, you know, you guys, I think, are feeling the push and the chaoticness of what is happening. But I think in the coming days, things will settle in and become a little more what feels like a new normal. Every single one of our partner agencies has been incredible and amazing. And I am so, and I get emotional a little bit, I'm so proud of what they're doing to support their communities. Many of them have closed because, you know, they've been deemed non-essential. I know that they have their own concerns about things like cash flow and employees, but really everybody has rallied. And, you know, I think there's this sense in social services and nonprofits that this is the time to come together and really support and push this. So I do have to give a shout out to my friend Susan Jordan at the Mediation Center. She launched a Facebook page last night that is promoting everything that's happening in the community where volunteer needs are on the Facebook. I think it's called Susquehanna Valley Helpers or something like that. We are also collecting names of volunteers. So we probably have about 30 to 40 volunteers already. The link to that is on our Facebook page, the Soch, all the social media. Seth's probably going to kill me for saying that.
I've heard worse.
Yeah, and then our website, you can go to gsvuw.org. So there is an option to... donate to the fund, which we certainly welcome, but we are also cognizant of people fearing scarcity right now. They're worried about their own jobs. They're worried about being able to afford food for their families. And so, and they're seeing the markets crash. You know, that's a big deal for middle class and, families right now. It's a challenging time.
All right, last question. What if someone wishes to help gsvuw.org, the go-to spot for the moment?
Absolutely, or our Facebook page.
Okay,
the social.
We call it socialization around here. Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, and every so often we put stuff on the radio, too. So
it's one of our only options right now.
Well, absolutely. Thank heaven for the Internet. If all of this was done telephonically, there'd be gaps in a lot of this care.
Absolutely.
gsvuw.org. Dial 211 if you need help. An emergency response fund is being funded. New partners are getting involved. Volunteers are stepping forward. Sounds like we must be talking about the Greater Susquehanna Valley United Way and this valley.
Exactly. Yeah.
Thank you so much. Joanne Troutman, President and CEO of the Greater Susquehanna Valley United Way.
Thank you.